I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alexa, play 95.7 ESPN.
Playing ESPN Rochester on radio.com.
All right.
Hey, we're back in the sports bar. Danger and Battaglia, thanks for joining us this afternoon. We want to make you a better Buffalo sports fan. We invite the best and brightest minds onto the show with us. Guys like sports director for WIVB Buffalo, getting settled in at KeyBank Center for tonight's matchup between the Sabres and the Islanders. Josh Reed back in the sports bar. Josh, how have you been?
Hey, I've been great. Best and brightest mind. That is probably a stretch, but I'll take it whenever I can get it. I'm actually at James A. Rhodes Arena here in Akron, getting ready for the UB game.
Oh, no kidding.
Akron Zip. So
okay.
Little college hoops. I'm out on the road with the UB men's basketball team, the 25th ranked team in the country.
Yeah, and so Josh, I mean, we talk every once in a while here in Rochester about the Bulls, saw them beat Syracuse. I mean, who are they for real? I mean, they were, you know, ranked higher in the season. Here they are at 25. I mean, is their only way in right now, in your opinion, winning the conference tournament? Is that a necessity for them to get into the NCAA tournament?
I don't think so. Now, getting knocked out in the first round of the MAC tournament would obviously be, you know, that's troubling. That would be troubling. I feel like they've built up a good enough resume with wins on the road against Syracuse, West Virginia. You know, right now you look at their only losses. They have three losses. They're 20-3. Their three losses are all on the road. You know, and to two really good MAC teams and Marquette. So, you know, I don't think there's any shame in losing those three games. It's going to be a tough one here tonight. You know, they got to find a way to beat Akron, and Akron is 11-1 at home, and their only loss is by 1 point to Marshall. So they're very good on the road. But I don't think that they need to win the MAC tournament. There's a chance that the MAC gets two teams in this year. If UB does not win the tournament and they make it to the championship game and say they fall short, because I believe they have 8 games left on their schedule. They run the table. I mean, that gets you at 28 wins. And that's a lot of wins. So they get to 28 wins and win a couple more in the MAC tourney. All of a sudden, you're a 30-win team. If you lose that championship game, it might not be devastating as far as making the NCAA tournament. And at the end of the day, the committee is going to go back and look at your track record, and they're going to go back, and they only have to go back 1 year to see that UB, they beat Arizona last season.
Yeah.
Last year in the first round of the NCAA tournament, they played Kentucky tough in the second round of the NCAA tournament. And that's what you want. If you're going to put a quote-unquote Cinderella story into the tournament, you want to see them play with the big guys and go toe-to-toe with them.
He's Josh Reed, the sports director at WIVB in Buffalo, joining us here in the sports bar, Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester. Josh, I want to get your take on the Sabres. We haven't had you on yet this hockey season. You're covering the team. You're close to the team. I guess let's start with just your overall impression of the Sabres. And I'll preface by saying I feel like the 10-game winning streak, while it was the most exciting thing to happen in Sabres hockey in quite some time, was the worst thing to happen to this team this year, because it really kind of skewed our expectations for what this team is right now.
Yeah, you want to talk about who are they? You know, you mentioned the UB basketball team. Who are they? Who are the Sabres? I mean, unfortunately, I think we're finding out who they are. And I agree with you. That 10-game win streak was an aberration. I mean, that team is not a 10-game win streak team. They are exactly what we're seeing right now. They are up and down. They're okay. They play one game. It's really good. It's really interesting, though, when you hear the voices in the locker room and Sam Reinhart within the last week throws the goalies under the bus and then backtracks it. Phil Housley calls out, you know, Jason Botterill and then backtracks it a little bit. And it's got to be frustrating. And, I mean, the team has just been up and down. And defensively, you go, I mean, Phil, that was the thing when they hired him, is defensively this team's going to be way better because Phil's going to fix it, right? Well, defensively, the team looks lost half the time. I mean, you've got guys, you know, you watch them play. The other team has guys just standing in front of their net. I mean, Carter Hunt and Linus Allmark are just, I mean, it's hard to stop a guy from scoring a goal when the other team has people in front of your net and they're 3 feet in front of you and they're standing there with nobody between them and the net. So, I mean, the team is just, it's very frustrating to watch them because they'll go on a spurt and you'll go, wow, do they look good? And then they'll follow it up with, this is a team now we're talking about that has not won back-to-back games since mid-December. It's been 2 months now since they've won back-to-back games. Quite frankly, they don't deserve to be a playoff team. And now, and the crazy thing is, talking about the wheels falling off, they're only 4 points out of the wild card spot. So if for some reason they go on a five-game win streak, which, I mean, any team can accidentally go on a five-game win streak, all of a sudden they're in prime position again. And so I talk to Sabres fans all the time, and it's just a roller coaster ride talking to them because after a win, it's, you know, they've got it figured out, and then after a loss, it's completely the opposite.
Well, and tonight, we get to revisit the whole Robin Lehner story. Josh Reedy is a sports director at WIVB joining us here in the sports bar. Robin Lehner having a great season. Some may say could be a Vezina Trophy candidate here with the New York Islanders. Josh, did the Sabres organization do all they could for Robin Lehner, or is this just an instance that it was never going to work out in Buffalo, gets a change of scenery, and this is a man that's turned his life around?
I don't know the backdrop, specifics of what they did for him as far as behind the scenes, working with him to make sure that he was mentally in the right place. I'm a firm believer, though, that sometimes you just get to the right place and the right time in life and you figure it out. And I think and I hope for Robin Lehner's sake, not as a hockey player, but as a human being, it seems like he's figured it out. I mean, on the ice is all we can go. And then, you know, you hear his teammates talk about him. You hear him talk about how, you know, he's cleaned up his lifestyle and he's figured things out. And, you know, he tamed some of the demons that were affecting him both off the ice and on the ice. And, I mean, it's a great story. I mean, that these are the stories that we love about sports, you know, when a guy is able to pick himself up off of the mat and truly get to a greatness, you know, a greatness that we weren't sure that they would ever get to. And it's really fun to watch him play. I mean, it's unfortunate he couldn't do it in Buffalo, but at the same time, you know, it's a story that you truly root for.
Yeah, and Josh, it just feeds that narrative that exists that we've seen time and time again, that a player leaves Buffalo and finds greatness, and we can sit here and scratch our head and go, well, why didn't that happen here? And I guess, you know, I wanted to go back to, you touched on the comments made by Sam Reinhart from late last week that kind of threw the goalies under the bus before dialing them back. With Robin Lehner now in New York and having the success, we went into the season thinking, all right, Carter Hutton, Linus Allmark, this is their time. Is it fair to be critical of these guys, given the poor defensive play? I mean, I want to say that there's still some criticism that can be levied at both of these goaltenders and that we should be expecting a little bit more out of both Hutton and Allmark.
Oh, I agree 100%. I don't think that this is a black and white thing. I think there's a shade of gray, and I think that it all deserves to be spread amongst the entire team. I think whether it's, you know, when I'm talking coaches and players equally, I think, you know, the goalies share some of this blame. I think the D-men share a really good chunk of the blame. And the forwards do, too. I mean, there are times when they just look schematically like they're lost. And you go, but then you wonder, you know, all right, are the right guys even on the ice at times? And, you know, and you get some guys that they're running out there, and you go, why is Sabotkin still playing? I mean, what have we seen from him to make it that he's still getting minutes, you know, significant minutes? But, you know, I believe that Hutton and Allmark, you know, they do deserve some of the blame. And I'll be the first to admit, at the beginning of the season, I was jumping on that Carter Hutton train, and I said, they finally got it. They finally got their guy. He's going to be the one. He had some attitude, and I'm thinking, this is going to be good. And, I mean, we've seen him, just like the entire team, we've seen the roller coaster ride, and they've been riding the wave all season, and it's been good and it's been terrible at times.
Josh, you brought up the decision. That's been a hot-button topic here in Rochester, as you can imagine, because we know the talents of Lawrence Pilot, and sure, he's made some mistakes, but what good does it do if he's sitting in the press box up there? Send him back here. And we had Randy Sexton on with us, who's Bottrell's assistant, oversees the Amherst, and he said you don't want to yo-yo a player, so to speak. But I look at somebody like C.J. Smith. Now, maybe Smith ends up in the lineup tonight, but he provides you a little bit of a spark. I mean, where are these decisions coming from? Is it Housley, or is that Bottrell overseeing when who dresses and who's up in the box every night?
Well, and I mean, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it? Because, you know, the comment that Phil made about, well, that's Jason's decision. When you heard that, like I said, he since backtracked that and said that he and Jason speak every day. But when you hear that, immediately you go, all right, does the right hand know what the left hand's doing? Because at the end of the day, if your head coach and your GM aren't lockstep, there's a huge issue. And that's the one thing that I'll say that I believe that the Bills have figured out, because I think Brandon and Sean are lockstep. I believe that they – now, you're not going to agree on every decision. That's just not – and it wouldn't be healthy to agree on every decision. You need people in your circle who say to you, I don't know about that. But that's the million-dollar question, though. If I'm going to be up and down and ride this wave, I'm going to do it with some of the young guys. Get the young guys in the lineup. I am a fan of CJ. I'd love to see him get some time. What, to your point, why is he sitting in the press box? I mean, please, put him on the ice. Get, you know, I've seen some of these veterans now enough to know what I need to know about them.
He's Josh Reed, the sports director at WIVB in Buffalo, joining us in the sports bar, Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester. Josh, let's talk about the Bills for a little bit. You mentioned McDermott, you mentioned Bean, and today the Bills making a move to acquire Spencer Long, former New York Jet lineman, 3 years, $13 million in base. What are your thoughts on that move today for the Buffalo Bills?
It's a move.
Yeah, that's
I mean,
right?
It's a move.
Well, let me put it this way. Josh, do you think that this guy was brought in to compete for a starting job, or do you think he's strictly going to be, a high-end backup for the Buffalo Bills?
I think that their goal is for him to be a high-end backup, and that if, you know, something crazy happens and he comes in and blows it up and things are great, then they rolled the dice and hit a home run, right? Quite frankly, we've seen Sean and Brandon do. Maybe not so much in free agency, don't get me wrong, but we've seen them do that in the draft where they kind of get a guy and for some reason it works out. I think that, you know, he's got some versatility. He's played center, he's played guard. So, you know, and Sean and Brandon, they like versatility in their roster. They like guys who are multiple and they can move around and mix and match a little bit. You know, to me, I've said it for 2 weeks now. I mean, there's one guy, and his name is Darrell Williams, and he is a starting right tackle in the NFL, and I know he's linked to he played for the Carolina Panthers, which is going to make every Bills fan laugh and go, of course he did, but he's a free agent. He's the number one tackle free agent, and if you want your offense to be better, the offensive line has got to be better. Darrell Williams makes them better immediately. He starts day one at right tackle, and if the offensive line is better, Josh Allen is better. Josh Allen is better. The wideouts are better. LeSean McCoy is better. Everybody's better if the offensive line is better. When they sign Darrell Williams, the meter will move for me.
Darrell Williams.
Then it'll move. You know, until then, it's just kind of it's a move.
He's coming off torn ACL. Is that the knock on him?
He is. Yeah, he is. Now, 2017. He had a huge season. I mean, just a tremendous season. And, I mean, obviously the docs will do their due diligence on you know, his medical status and everything. But everything that I've read and everything that I've watched says that he's going to be healthy. This is something that, you know, we've seen it. I mean, it, you know, knee injuries aren't what they used to be. I mean, 15 years ago, a knee injury, guy's career's over. Now, you know, you see guys come back, you know, you see guys do it in the preseason, and then, you know, by the time the playoffs roll around, there's a chance they could play in the playoffs. So, I mean, I think that, and because of the knee injury, you may save a little bit of money on a guy like that.
Josh Reed's a sports director for WIVB in Buffalo. The story, I guess your top story in the NFL today, Antonio Brown. Some drama, putting out the pictures, saying goodbye to Pittsburgh officially. If you're Brandon Bean, are you making a phone call on that? Would you want to see Antonio Brown? I mean, the production comes, but so does a lot of other things, Josh.
I make a phone call on any player that's talented enough to make my team better. And that's what Antonio Brown does. Now, I believe he is a fit for Buffalo? No. But that's not the question. The question is, do you make a call? Absolutely. I think you just do. You have to. You're not doing your franchise justice by not at least making a call and checking in and seeing. And I fully believe that Brandon and Sean are those guys. Like, they leave no stone unturned. Now, like I said, I don't think that character traits, what he brings to the table, is what Sean is looking for. You know, I don't think that's the type of guy the trust the process type of guy. He's not a Sean McDermott guy. But I tell you what, man, is he exciting, and he is arguably the best, if not one, two, or three wide receivers in all the NFL. So you have to at least make a call on it. Does that happen? I'll walk back from Akron.
Well, Josh, Buffalo. I mean, that's how you know that Pittsburgh really wants to punish Antonio Brown. They sent him to Buffalo, right? And here's my thing. If the guy isn't interested in buying a car, he's not going to walk on the lot. So if you are Brandon Bean and you are picking up the phone, what are you offering?
Well, I mean, you can't start talking first-round picks because of the amount of money owed. Because, I mean, let's face it, the Bills have a lot of that. And the Bills have a lot of draft capital. But, there's no way they can touch a first-round pick because Antonio Brown's got the Steelers a little bit over the barrel. Now, the other side of the coin is, I read a lot of the Pittsburgh media stuff, and they said, well, I mean, not really. Steelers have already proven with Le'Veon Bell's situation, Brown's got 3 years left on his contract. They could just make him sit out. I don't think the Steelers want to go through that again. I mean, that's a distraction. I mean, I can only imagine being in that Steelers locker room as a player every single week, having to last year answer questions about Le'Veon Bell not being there, and then having to go through it again if Antonio Brown is actually still part of the organization and he's sitting out. I mean, I don't think that they want anything to do with that. And you're right. I mean, if you're the Steelers, I don't know that you're going to send them to, a team that you think is an automatic playoff contender. You send them, and you probably want to send them to the NFC so that you don't have to see them, right? I mean, I think that if you could send them to the Detroit Lions, let's just say them, just randomly, or the Arizona Cardinals, you're putting him in, a place where he's probably not going to see the playoffs anytime soon. And probably not a situation where he necessarily wants to go to. But I don't think, and I think I think Brandon, and I think every general manager would be smart to at least make a call. But at the same time, I don't think that call is going to mean anything in the end.
We're only a couple of weeks here from the combine, Josh, which means it's draft season, and the Buffalo Bills, there they are again in the top 10 at number 9. Does this feel like a trade down for you, or do you think there would be somebody at number 9? Because to me, it feels like the top talent on this in this draft is all on the defensive side of the ball. Would people lose their minds if the Bills went defense at number 9 overall?
I don't know if the fans will, but I will. I don't know. I know. And it's of course, it's one of those things that's like, of course, you look at the draft and, quite frankly, free agency, the top 20 free agents. Maybe 3 or 4 on the offensive side of the ball, and you go, oh, man. But, looking at the draft, though, yeah, it's defensive top heavy, definitely. And I do. I love the scenario where they try to trade down. I think Kyler Murray announcing that he's going to play football, it helps the Bills. Now, what they need is for him to go and do really well at his pro day and impress, because all it takes is one GM and one head coach to go, We need to get in the top 10, top 8. We need to jump over the Dolphins. You know, we need to jump over some of these teams that are maybe right behind the Bills. We need to get ahead of them in order to get Kyler Murray or to get their choice at quarterback. Well, that's what you want if you're the Bills, because then you're sitting there at 9, a couple of spots, like I said, ahead of the Dolphins, maybe the Broncos, some of these teams that need quarterbacks. You know, okay, we can trade back. I think a trade partner to me, just off the top of my head, is, you know, the Oakland Raiders have several first round draft picks. And I believe, I don't know, I didn't look at the point chart. You know, they do the points that each, you know, pick is worth X amount of points in the first round and all the way through the draft. And I believe they're in the mid-20s, and they have two of them in the mid-20s. And I believe that comes to right about number 9, the same amount of points. And I don't know. If I'm the Bills, I have a lot of holes to fill. And if I can somehow get a starting offensive lineman and a starting wide receiver in the first round and knock both of those out, I'm doing it in a heartbeat.
He is the sports director at WIVB in Buffalo, WIVB.com. Josh, you're always so great with your time joining us here in the sports bar. I want to make sure you had enough time to let everybody know listening what you're working on for the site.
Yeah, just, you know, obviously you can follow me on at 4 Josh Reed on Twitter, the number 4 Josh Reed on Twitter. And then, yeah, so we're just, like I said, we're here covering UB at Akron tonight. Yeah, and then we're going to get set to, you mentioned the combine. We leave, you know, in just a couple of weeks. We'll be heading to Indianapolis, and, you know, we do a 30 for 30, 30 prospects in 30 days on the air, and then we take a look at 30 prospects that could land in Buffalo with your Bills, and, you know, you can catch that, you know, if you're in the Buffalo market, you can watch it on there, and then we'll obviously have it on our website, WIVB.com.
And as you pointed out the last time you were on with us, Josh, for folks in Rochester who may not know, your hands are much better than that guy that used to drop all the balls with the Buffalo Bills.
I still get it. It's amazing. It is about two or three times a month, somebody will make it. You know, I'll have a back and forth going with a couple of, you know, whether it's Bills fans or Sabres fans, and then somebody will get in there and throw shade at me and go, "What's he know? He couldn't even catch a pass when he was in Buffalo." And I'm like, I am completely not that guy. But, you know, it is what it is.
Josh, safe travels. Thank you so much for your time this afternoon. Talk to you again real soon.
No doubt, fellas. Take care.
You got it. Josh Reed. Wow, that was great. Good to get some time with him. He is a sports director at WIVB in Buffalo. Good perspective on the Sabres, also on the Buffalo Bills. Josh Reed joining us in the sports bar.
A lot of NFL news today we got to get to. Just joining us, the Bills did make a couple of signings today. Antonio Brown, some drama out of Pittsburgh. NFL appetizers on the way.
Yeah, appetizers brought to you exclusively by Alex's Place, making mouth-watering barbecue baby back ribs for over 25 years. Online at alexsribs.com. We go around the NFL next and serve up the top stories of the day in bite-sized form. NFL appetizers on ESPN Rochester.
Rochester's most listened to sports station invites you into the locker room at ESPNRochester.com. Our little tribe of super fans, sports junkies, and competitive degenerates. Join now for breaking news updates, free tickets and prizes, game highlights, player and expert interviews, and unprecedented access to the best that ESPN Rochester has to offer. The locker room at ESPNRochester.com. Free to join and packed with action. From AM 950 and 95.7 FM, the sports leader, ESPN Rochester. The all-new ESPNRochester.com is the online home of the sports leader. Listen live 24-7. Read up on the latest Bills and Sabres news. Hear the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. On demand. Score stories, opinions, and contests. The all-new ESPNRochester.com. The online home of AM 950 and 95.7 FM. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.